as we gear up for it and get ready for it. She is in the studio with us. Big time Hank fan of the show.
In fact,
she makes shirts for the show.
I know.
Unauthorized Hank FM logos. I love wearing these in front of upper management because they look at me side eye and it's like, where did they come from?
And you're like, it's Kelly.
How are we doing that? I don't remember approving that. I didn't get that purchase order signed. We have Kelly in the Ville.
Who's not
in the Ville, not in Stephenville right now.
But out of the Ville.
Out of the Ville, trekked out to the town of the cow and here with us. Down at Sundance Square, getting ready for a live viewing of Will It Flow today.
I am so excited.
Yeah, she reached out on Facebook and was like, you know, hey, I'm going to be downtown. It was, you know, can I stop by and just look in the window? I won't be too weird. And I'm like, well, no, you can come inside.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to be weird, you need to do it inside.
I mean, that encouraged me more to bring her in. But you brought gifts?
I did.
You brought all sorts of stuff.
So many goodies.
Well, yes, I was very inspired by Doris.
Ah, the goat of Willow.
Right. When will that tank be claimed? Who is it?
Yeah.
So in honor of her, I brought some Dawn dish soap, some sponges, a squeegee.
I have goggles. I got a mask, and I got tongs, so I no longer have to touch whatever disgusting item you come up with.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
I have not forgotten the athletic supporter, Mr. Buckner. Thank you.
Okay, that was actually one of the least of our concerns. Yeah, but right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a gross item today. It's just a goth item. Let's play some.
Here we go.
It is
Will It Floats.
Always, as always, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's. And on International Goth Day.
Hey, man. Did you hear they have a bucket full of water? They're going to put something in it.
Guess what else they have?
They
have a full bucket of paint outside. I saw him walking around.
Oh, the maintenance guys are back?
Yeah.
See,
it's like they're trying to flex.
It's not just for goth kids anymore. It's Will It Flow. It's everywhere. What will the black eyeliner do?
I think it could sink. Because originally when you said eyeliner...
You thought the pencil, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And do not ask me how I know this, but those do tend to float. And this one is, I don't know. It's kind of weighty. There's not much air in there. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, at first I thought it was going to float, but, holding it, it is a little
bit weighty.
There's
some action. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, that's how Will It Flow gets you. You think you know it, and then you don't.
You know what? And
goths, then you did.
Yeah, are really deep, so it's going to dive. It's going to do a deep dive, as they say.
Uh-huh. I'm more interested in what it means if it floats or sinks.
It really means nothing.
That's what I want.
A big, fat nothing burger.
Most of all, interested in what you think. Hank fans number 9 and 10 right now to play Will It Floats. But we have black eyeliner for Goth Day going into the tank of transparency. Which, by the way, Kelly from the Ville, who's in studio with us, a live viewing, by the way, of Will It Flow. You noticed in the Will It Flow tank that we have remnants of a last week item. Is this what do we got going over there, Heather Lee? What is that? Is that one of the gummies?
Yeah, it's the twin snakes, as you will.
The gummy snakes.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kelly brought the tongs, so I guess we can fish it out here at some point.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, that's what we say. Will It Float is not a fleeting experience. It can stick with you, stay with you, sometimes for years to come.
It's science.
Yeah,
it's a loose definition of science.
It's science.
They're red, they're blue. You don't have to choose anymore. They're both in there.
Well, they didn't float last week. But let's find out about this, ladies and gentlemen. There we go to our contestants on the line. It's like an all-star show today. It's like we're trying to win some rating sweeps here with Kelly in the Villain Studio. And Hank fan number 9 out of the Bury, it is Buster. Good morning, Buster. Welcome to Will It Flow, brother.
Don't
man.
Just stand there, bust a move.
Morning.
That's not goth.
That's okay.
Not goth. It's, that's hip.
You
that's
know
hip-hop.
What? You don't
maybe
know
R&B.
That a young MC isn't goth. That's his new evolution.
You're right. I don't know that. I'm going to agree with you. Hey, Buster. How are you, buddy? There he is.
We're good. Here we go.
Well, I'm good, and your competitor this morning might change your, it might make you sad like Morrissey, because she is the goat of Will It Float. She makes her valiant return. It is Doris out of Cleburne.
Woo!
How about that, Doris? All right. Buster, did you ever go through a goth phase?
Negative.
No.
Not yet.
What about you, Doris? Huh?
No, I don't do golf, but I do wear eyeliner.
Oh, she has eyeliner experience. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're in the catbird seat, all right, as Hank fan number 10. Buster gets the first pick. When it comes down to it, the black eyeliner. Buster, will it float? Will it sink?
I'm going to go with the sinker.
Whoa! Sink! You know, I think that's what a true goth would say.
It's going to sink.
It's all going to sink anyway, man. We're all going to sink. Yeah. Eventually. Ugh. It's done.
Everything's coming out.
All right, Doris, so it's 50-50 game, and you think it will do what?
Float.
All right.
Their votes have been tabulated, ladies and gentlemen. The goths have been sad. It is time to find out and go to the tank of transparency. Here we go. Heather Lee out there. We're on our Facebook Live streaming, which you can see for all to enjoy. Of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it is going to do to determine a victor vector. Going down in 3, 2, 1, and down goes the eyeliner. It hits the water, and it is floating right now at the top. It is floating.
It's
wet. It is floating.
It's
wild. It is supposed to be waterproof. I mean, that's what it boasts right there, the Wet n' Wild brand. And time has elapsed, and I'll be darned, she is a goat for a reason. Buster, hats off to you, but our champion today. And will it float? Doris out of Cleburne! There you go. That was definitive, decisive, and without really any drama of any kind right there.
Not yet.
Not yet. You're right.
Yeah.
It could get sad for no reason.
By the way, those...
And just mope around.
The snakes are not going anywhere on the bottom of that tank.
Oh, no.
No, not even a little.
Are they firmly fixed
at
the bottom?
They are there forever.
We might need one of those belt sanders from the guys that are fixing the building to remove last week's item. But this week's item, eyeliner, black it may be. But as opposed to goths, who are always sinking in spirits, it floats. Doris, you're going to Alice across in Union Station there, girl.
Woo-hoo!
Buster, thank you ever so much for playing. We'll give you a black trench coat and an album from The Cure. Y'all have a
thank
great
y'all.
One. That is a Will It Float.
Will It Float.
Woo! Brought to you by Gibson's.